Hello, Mr. President.
Good evening.
Pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for having time to meet and you know, to connect via screens. And really, somehow, when we met in Vilnius, I thought it was like, okay, I thought it was during the war time already. But then I checked.
Before the war, it was so different.
But time flies so fast, and you know, so many things are happening that I'm pretty sure that for everyone is quite hectic time, and for you as well. So really, I appreciate your time. I don't think that at least from my side, I hope I wouldn't take too much of it. Just wanted, you know, to ask a few questions regarding IPU and regarding maybe what is concerning the most is Ukraine topic. And, you know, if I may allow myself, you know, I consider you as a friend and, you know, like-minded politician. So, and I, of course, I totally realize and I understand how it's hard to combine, you know, so many interests within IPU and, you know, different kind of approaches. So some things that for us, it seems very much clear and, you know, that we would like to say words very firmly and very strong regarding what is happening in Ukraine. I understand that for some countries it might be more complicated. So why I wanted to talk to you and to have short discussion, because this Congress's upcoming session in Bahrain. Unfortunately, me myself, I was planning actually to come, but I won't be able because in our parliament we have very fragile majority, and we will have the start of the session and quite sensitive questions, so I have to be present. But my colleague Goda Burokienė, she will attend. And I know that on behalf of our IPU delegation in Vilnius, she sent a letter regarding membership process in IPU, you know, how members should be considered members if their governments or the country is doing something. What does Russia, maybe it shouldn't be considered member anymore. So maybe you could elaborate on that. Do you think that it is possible to do some movements here, and maybe, you know, what are the opinion of the other countries or other members, if you already had a discussion. And I know that these kind of resolutions that were adopted, and I'm really appreciating it. And maybe, you know, just to ask your perception, what IPU could do, you know, in bringing peace to the world that is constant, actually. Aim and constant headache in some questions. But I think that what we witness in Ukraine, it's not only headache but also a heartache as well, because, you know, maybe that we as Lithuanians are very close to that, to the war itself. Maybe that we shared pretty much similar history. Actually, just recently we've commemorated 160 years anniversary of uprising against Tsar Russia at that time in 19th century. So, and I counted that each generation in our countries has this fight for freedom, and it always spills blood. So, you know, I wouldn't like for my children and for any children in an upcoming generation to witness the same thing, because we really thought that it's over, and we see that it's not over and happening and tends to continue itself, unfortunately. So this is, you know, some points from my side. I'm informed that you are going to get, or maybe you already got, an invitation letter from our Seimas, our speaker, Viktorija Čmilytė, and on behalf of Seimas and the committee, we have a committee of so-called future committees around the world. In some parliaments you have this kind of formation. So in May 12-13, there is going to be a global parliamentary congress, the future of the world, in Vilnius, and you are cordially invited by our parliament, and hopefully you will be able to attend. you know, in the panel that is called the future of democracy, which is so much important. So once more, thank you for your time. And if you could, you know, give your thoughts and view how, you know, this dramatic global situation is could evolve, and what IPU is going to do more, or maybe it's impossible to do more. So once again, thank you for everything that you have done, and I would be very happy if you could share some of your thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the introduction, and allow me to express some ideas in a very direct way, as you told.
Yeah.
We are friends, and so we can talk about these issues in a very frank way. First of all, I think it shows how important is to the organization to have a president from a democratic country. I'm not talking about Duarte. I believe that if the president is not me, but you or a colleague from Spain or from Canada, it will be more or less the same. But if it is from other continents, I don't know. Because during the last year, I went twice to Kiev to show the solidarity of IPU to our colleagues and to the people of Ukraine. I attended the Crimea Platform meeting that happened in Zagreb, showing that Crimea is part of Ukraine, and we should support the country and the parliament always in all these issues. But I'm talking about it because we will have elections next October. And by rotation, the new president should come from Africa. And I am real worried about the future. For instance, this meeting, the meeting, the assembly in October, will be in Angola, in Luanda. And I was there last Monday and Tuesday to arrange the things, to organize the assembly. On Tuesday, Lavrov landed there. And so he's working with the African countries everywhere. I know that one member of the executive committee, the speaker Mudenda from Zimbabwe, we had an online meeting, and he attended the meeting from Moscow. He was there attending the meeting. And so we don't know how many people are hearing all the discussions of the executive committee of IPU, because he was in Moscow. It's just this introduction, because I'm real worried about the future. And we need to think how to have someone from a democratic country with the same values that we share after next October. About this meeting in Bahrain, I was informed that the Russian delegation did not decide yet if they will attend or no. They were very upset with the meeting, the last meeting in Rwanda, and with the resolution we approved. And so they didn't decide if they will attend. I believe that in the last day they will come. But until now, I don't know. Also, in the beginning of first or second, no, three of February, I will be in Abu Dhabi, and I will meet the leader of the task force. We change some message, and we will meet together there, because IPU create this task force to incentive the dialogue between both countries, and until now it was not possible to achieve results. And I needed to discuss with him what we may do more to have success of this task force on their mission, because it is important for all. Finally, two ideas that sometimes are on the table. First, we should expulse Russia from the organization. It is not in accordance with our status. For that, we needed to change first the status. I told to our colleagues from UK, for instance, when they make the proposal, that some Arab countries 2 years ago tried to expulse Israel, and they were not available to expulse because, in accordance with the status, it is not something possible. We are one of organizations of parliament. If the parliament is still elected, is a member of IPU. Only if we have a coup d'etat and the parliament is dissolved, of course, if the country don't have a parliament, it was not possible to participate. So this is something that, in accordance with our status, we may agree or disagree, but this is not in our hands to put a proposal about it. So just what we can insist to approve another resolution condemning the aggression, and not just the invasion, but the escalate of the war, because every day we understood that we have more innocent people suffering with this war, and some of the attacks seem war crimes that should be go to a court in the end of the conflict. I try to give you in a very short way
So I understand
the borders.
So as I understand, there is no plans to change the statute.
Until now, no one present. Everyone is free.
Okay, everyone is free, because I heard that there were some movements among some countries, but
yes. Until now, no one present a proposal to amendment the statutes on this way.
Of course, then you have to, I don't know, to put or value based, or you know, to set certain, you know, amount of votes. I understand what you are saying about Israel, that you know there are many friendly countries and some not friendly among themselves, you know. So I understand that it can create a precedent for other kind of movements. Okay, I just wanted to ask if there are some proposals or some initiatives.
Until now, nothing entered in our office in Geneva.
Okay. Thank you very much. And do you know what kind of emergency resolution might come to in Bahrain?
Also until
can you unveil?
Also until now we didn't receive nothing. Mm-hmm. As I understood it, the Ukraine will be again the point of order to emergency item, because we didn't add another urgent crisis, may I say this way. Okay, if we have tomorrow, something may change. But until now, we didn't have, since Rwanda, other item to that are so urgent, like the war in Ukraine. I believe that countries like Chile will be ready to present it.
Okay. Thank you very much. So thank you that I can hear, you know, from you. It's very important and interesting. And you've mentioned the new elections of the head of IPU. Do you yourself, are you planning to run?
No. Not at all.
Not at all. But do you feel what kind of coalitions or who could be nominated?
If, as I said, if by rotation should be someone from Africa, we should try to identify between our friends a candidate that comes from a democratic country in Africa. I know that it is not easy, easy task. But it's better that to have someone from a country that will forget human rights and that will follow the rules of Moscow.
Yeah. That would be very dangerous. And
so we will have one step back, and also to the image of one organization that talk about democracy, human rights, state of law. If the president came from a country that these values are not relevant, I think that it will affect the image of the organization and the credibility of the organization itself. That's why I am so afraid.
And what do you think about the prospects of United States coming back to this family? You've done a lot, so thank you again.
Unfortunately, they changed the speaker of the parliament because I had two meetings with Madame Pelosi and also the 27 speakers of parliament. They wrote a letter to Madame Pelosi of the European Union. Then the speaker of Canada, the speaker of Australia, the speaker of Knesset, the speaker of Ukraine, all them. And she, I understood that she is almost accepting. But now we have a new speaker, a Republican. Of course, we need to begin all the process again. We will try.
Thank you very much. Okay.
And I had contacts with Republicans now, moderate Republicans, try to convince them. And giving the example of United Nations, because in United Nations all countries are there, and the US did not decide to withdraw from United Nations. Russia is there, North Korea is there, and something similar is happening here. We are just the parliamentarian arm of the United Nations. There is governments, here is parliaments, but we are very close to the United Nations, and it is not good for them to participate in one of the organizations and not participate on the other one. We will see.
Okay, I know that you have to run.
Yes, because I need to vote.
The other things, to the votes, which is very important. So thank you once more for your precious time. Really, I really appreciate. And maybe, well, we won't see each other this time, but maybe in autumn or some
I understood that I didn't receive an invitation until now, but
okay,
maybe
so I think it's,
very
I think
soon it will come. Very soon.
Today or tomorrow they are
okay.
going to send, so it's, I just wanted to indicate you. So
thank you.
I hope we will meet in Vilnius.
I hope so.
Until then, and all the best, and thank you for your friendship.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.